Eklund, what's the latest on Peter Cherry for tomorrow night's game?
He's a great goalkeeper. He's a very talented man. He's brilliant to have about the place. And we look forward to seeing him playing against Dundalk.
What is the rest of the team news for tomorrow night's game?
I thought you knew Sean. I didn't know Airpaggy. But apart from that, no, everybody's ready to go. Obviously, Jamie sits out in our game. But, you know, in terms of Knox and Niggles, everybody's trained well all week. We'll see how we are tomorrow, closer to kickoff. But I'm happy that the group is consistently progressing. We've trained extremely well this week. Everybody's fit. Everybody's raring to go. Obviously, I've said already that Michael McCrudden's out long term, and Patrick McLean will miss the game. But everybody else is raring to go. And as we say, champions are coming to town. Be a big crowd here to Brandywell, and I just wish the game was starting now.
Of course, the champions are coming to town. What is your thoughts on that game ahead?
It's a great game for us. It's a brilliant game for us. It's a game that we're going to prepare, that we've got to make sure that we're competitive in the game. We've also got to respect our opponents. But, you know, we're playing at home and we've got to give everything to try and get something from the match.
Going into the game, if you're offered a point, would you take a point? Or does that come into...
No, for me, and I've stated this in the past, you know, the Brandywell has got to be a place where everybody comes and knows that they're going to be in a difficult game. We're going to set up that we want to try and win the game. We want to try and dictate the ball. But we're also respectful of the players that we're playing against, the team that we're playing against. They are and will go down in history as one of the great teams in Irish football. They've been successful over a long period of time. They've got fantastic players. They've got fantastic staff, but you know, we are new. We are relatively, we're growing as a group. We've had good performances up to now, and you know, tomorrow night is another test for us. We need the Derry public behind us. Whatever way the game goes, whether we take the lead, whether we go behind, whether the game stays at 0-0 for long periods, you know, we have to take away that anxiousness and the nervous tension out of the atmosphere, and we've got to enjoy it for what it is. It's two good teams going head to head to see if they can win the game.
Last week, you were forced into a few changes, brought Conor McDermott back into the team in a few hours. Do you expect to start with the same team tomorrow night, or do you feel that you might have to make more
Look,
changes?
I think there'll be changes to the team. I think, you know, we've got to continue to freshen. We've got to continue to make sure that we have players that are playing in context of the opponents that we're playing against. We've got to make sure that, you know, we all do our jobs perfectly well. We have to nullify mistakes. We've got to make sure that the balance of the team is right. But we've also got to be expressive, and we've got to enjoy it, because ultimately it is a game that, you know, you look forward to. It's a game that the Derry public will look forward to. It's the best team in the country coming up against a new Derry City team, and it's something that everybody should enjoy, and I can't wait for the kickoff to come along.
You spoke earlier on about the fans. How important is the fans to you and your team as that 12th man?
The fans are every bit as important as every footballer at this football club, because they bring the energy, they bring the passion, they bring the love for this football club. We are trying everything we can to build a relationship between supporters and players. That will be a relationship that I will demand that continues from our side of things at the club. They improve and they give the supporters what they want. And we would love to continue to build on the goodwill that's there for us. And how you build on that goodwill is good performances and honesty and an aggression about your play and a willingness to do the right things at the right time. And you know, as I said all along, it's much bigger than just 11 players on the pitch. This is a club, this is a community, this is a group of people that love this football club, and you know, whatever it takes, we've got to make sure that we have people walking out the gate tomorrow night having enjoyed the experience.
On another note, Declan, you've had players out around the schools. How important is that to, you know, get your team in and around the schools into the young, maybe the future supporters of the club?
The future of this football club is the supporters. You know, players and managers, I'll come and go, and players will come and go, and there'll be a new breed of players that'll come to this club, and there'll be new management that'll come to this club. But all we can control is the here and now. If we can get extra bodies in and we can put these players out into the community and they can understand what this football club means to the people of Derry, then we'll be in a good place. But I also encourage the fans to get behind what is, you know, it's very new. This is very, very new to a lot of our players. A lot of our players are playing against Dundalk for the first time. A lot of our players are playing in front of a big crowd. for only the third or fourth time this season and maybe in their career. So it is new, it is something that we should embrace. There will be ups, there will be downs, but you know, when things are good at this football club, there's no better place to play your football.
Thank you, Darren.